Part 1. And the moon, like a twisted torch, burned over one lonesome larch. She passed with never a sound. Three times had the circle traced. Three times had been to the grave that their myrtle graced. Three times then softly faced homeward and slowly went. Madison Julius Kawine, The Eve of All Saints. Holmes's Case Notes. It took less than an hour to drive to Albany from Monday's landing with no traffic. Just past midnight, I arrived in Albany and parked down the road from her house. I assumed she was long gone by then. She always takes the bus home from Walmart after she finishes her shift at 7 o'clock on Friday nights. It stops right there on the corner. A nice little perk in a low-income neighborhood that's seen better days. Sometimes, when I was watching her through the windows, memorizing her routine, I would see her make dinner for herself and eat it alone at the kitchen table. Her stepfather, Tony, is long home from his factory job and parked in front of the television by then. They don't talk much. I doubt he'll miss her. Next, she always goes upstairs to try to make herself pretty. She isn't. Her hair is an unnatural shade of yellow, with dark roots. Her eyebrows are too thin, her eyeliner too thick. She dresses all wrong. Snug tops tucked into equally snug pants or skirts with a fat wedge of belly spilling over at the waist. By 9 o'clock, she leaves the house again. Snow, rain, it doesn't matter, she goes on foot. She turned 17 back on March 31st, but I don't believe she has a driver's license. Or maybe her stepfather won't allow her to drive his car. She can't afford to buy one, a high school dropout working as a cashier. In the beginning, last summer and into the fall, I used to follow her to see where she went every night. It was never to a restaurant, a movie, or concert. None of that for her. She just visits friends in the neighborhood. She stays until 2 or 3 in the morning, and then walks home alone. Sometimes I can tell that she's overindulged in liquor and drugs by the way she weaves and...